Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Oh, it is game time. Here we go.
You know, as reigning champ.
Yes.
I just, you know, I hope you're ready, TJ.
1 second 90s is what we're talking about.
Yep.
And really, we do it because we did it for a couple weeks and folks were like, I love playing along in my car or at work or at home. And we're like, okay, we'll start doing it every week.
1 second.
One second of a 90s song.
Yes.
So how we're going to do this is we have what, five?
Yes.
Five songs of 1 second. And I'm going to see if I can beat Hope. And Hope jumps on
How many
on
you
it.
Get correct?
Correct.
Yes.
So I think it would be a good idea if Hope steps out and lets me take my turn first.
Well, it's just so intimidating to have me. I was born in 1996. I wasn't even on this earth. Wasn't even a thought for more than half of the time that these songs came out.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna leave so I can try to play? All right, there she goes.
Okay, she's taking off her headphones.
Goodbye.
She's, she's got her coffee. She's going to be gone for a while.
How much stuff you
got
to take away?
What,
she's taking
keys
her keys.
Is she going home?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. This isn't even theater of the mind, people.
It is not.
She's legit just left the studio.
Literally just left the building.
All right, seriously, I really want to beat her this week.
She better come back. Okay, so I have five
clips.
All right, here
we go.
You ready? We're just
going to
play 1 second clips, and then you have to guess what they are. And I think some of these are very easy. By the way, we're going back to 1990 for this this episode. Way back in the 1900s. This one, I think there's three obvious. I think there's two hard. All right,
okay.
Here we go.
Dang it.
1 second goes by so fast, doesn't it?
Travis Tritt? No.
Oh, that is not correct.
All right, all right.
You want me to tell you what it is, or do we just let it roll?
Just let it roll.
Okay, number two.
Yeah. Taking in fish, and is that Tim McGraw? Don't take the girl?
Dang it! All right, number three.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh my God, it's Garth Brooks.
Okay, partial credit.
Garth Brooks. The Dance.
Yes.
Jeez,
okay, I didn't want
Lord.
You to get shut out. I mean, you're,
sweet baby Jesus.
You're representing the older half of this room here.
Oh.
And you're on my side of that house. All right. Here we go, number four.
It's a jukebox.
It is a jukebox. There's a couple jukebox songs.
I know there is.
Be careful.
Don't rock the jukebox. Don't Bubba shot the jukebox.
No.
Put it up against the jukebox.
No.
Oh.
All right. There's number five. You got one out of four so far.
Oh my gosh. Pathetic.
Here you go. I don't think you're going to get this one. I don't think she's going to get this. These are all number one hits, by the way.
She probably will.
These are all number one hits from superstar names.
Okay, go ahead.
You are never going to get that
Okay,
one.
Pass.
All right.
So okay, do we need the...
That's my favorite part of the game right there, that. All right, so Hope has left the room.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And if you want to take another stab at identifying these songs, we're going to play them all again for you on the other side of the commercial break. So stay close. WBEE TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. I get to use my game show voice for this. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to 1 Second 90s. Okay, we're going to play 1 Second. I annoyed myself with that. We're going to play 1 Second clips from songs from 1990.
Are you going to make TJ leave? I had to leave for her round.
No, I've already heard them now.
She's already heard them.
That's
the whole
not
point.
Fair.
Nope.
I don't... What do you mean, no?
Nope. She's staying right there.
I'm staying right here because we're going to go through this.
We need a studio audience. We need the peanut gallery.
She didn't have a studio audience.
But we didn't want you to roll over her like you're probably going to do right now.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, well, I appreciate your vote of confidence. Nothing. I want her mic off.
Okay.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, turn your mic off.
From all the right. Peanut gallery.
Okay. Is your mic off?
It's off.
Okay, all right. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm turning my headphones up so I can tune her
I'm out. Not going to tell you how many she got right or wrong.
Oh, either. I don't want to know.
Okay,
I don't want to know.
Because we're just going to roll through it. Here is song number one.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Oh.
Randy Travis?
No.
No?
No.
Shut up!
Recognize it yet?
I got sent home from school one day.
George Strait, Love Without End, Amen. You were on the right track.
Similar vibe. Similar vibe.
Very
okay.
Similar vibe. I will give you that. All right, song number two. Oh, she's making a face.
I have no idea.
All right. We're 0 for 2. That, by the way, was the legendary Miss Reba McEntire. You lie.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Oh, Miss Queen of 90s. Hmm.
I was born in 96!
I don't want to hear it.
I wasn't alive!
You got a record player at home. Hold on, here.
Okay.
I've never heard this song. I've never heard this
classic
song in my entire
Reba.
Life.
I
yeah,
told you
I should have known this.
I made them a little bit harder, but still all number one hits from 1990. Okay, here's number three.
Hit it again.
Oh, come on. Oh, you're going to be embarrassed. Everybody on the radio right now is screaming at you.
This is from 1990?
This is from 1990.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. All
right. I don't know this song.
That's
TJ?
Not possible.
I've never
TJ?
Heard this song
it's
in
Garth
my life.
It's Garth Brooks, The Dance.
Okay, she got it with a little 10 seconds. You don't know this song? Hold on. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Looking back.
Everything.
Oh, the memory of...
I don't know this song.
Lies.
Wow.
Okay, TJ, you hear me sing along to every single
all right,
song all
right,
morning.
All right. Okay, here's number four. Well, if she didn't get those, she's not going to get these. Here you go. The face she just made.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Oh.
That was my
nope,
guess, too.
Nope, nope.
It's jukebox something.
Jukebox in My Mind from Alabama.
Okay.
In the corner. My mind.
Nope.
I should have known that.
Come on now.
It's been my favorite memories.
All right. We got one left.
All right.
You ready?
I guess.
You're not going to get this one. We might as well just clear the table.
Wait, do it. I was talking. Do it one more time.
252 WBEE. If you want to play along and let us know what you think that song is.
I have no idea. 0 for 5.
This is Mr. Travis Tritt. Help me hold on.
These are all so underground. I literally have never heard any of these.
She just called Travis Tritt underground.
I know. It's a great day to be alive.
He had more hits than that.
Okay, Billy, the reason you want to know the reason I don't know these songs? Because I listened to WBEE my entire life. Uh-huh. You didn't play them enough.
Oh, okay.
Post 1996. So this is your fault.
Okay.
You set me up for failure back in the 90s.
I'm sorry.
Been working here since 1985.
You're not
you
a very good sport.
That in 2025.
You just
guys are
take, a poor take defeat.
Well,
I now am the crown champion.
Okay, well, it's still 2-1. So, I won 2 weeks in a row last week.
Ladies, separate corners. So you got one right.
I did.
Five,
I beat her with one.
You got none. So where does the score stand?
Okay.
Overall?
She says 2-1, but I'll be totally honest. As sure as I'm sitting here, I know she cheated first week. So I really think it's 1-1. Because she told me after, she goes, I knew what the songs were. And I was like, what?
So it's 1-1?
So I think it's 1-1.
Fine. We'll be tied.
All right. We're going with that. 1-1 next week. Same time. Same place.
Let's do it.
Okay.